A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
When Jürgen was asked about midfield, I love his quote of, I do not understand. I'm just going to... So basically, he doesn't get it. Like, why is everyone talking about midfielders? He went, I don't understand. People told me about this discussion, but the last thing that would have crossed my mind is that we have to do this, which is sign a midfielder. I know all these things, that we don't score enough goals from midfield and all that, but what do you want? The golden cow that is producing absolutely everything, milk as well. And then he lists all the players. It's a really good quote. But then let's stop there on the first part, is that this kind of, and what Liam's point is, does it kind of conflict with the fact that we think that they want to chew many? So Liam's asked, like, what do you make of Klopp saying he's not looking to buy midfielder, but early reports suggested he did want chew many? And he said himself Bellingham was not on the market, which we'll come to, suggesting there might have been an inquiry there as well. So why is he telling us we're not looking to buy one when we think he might have been looking to buy one?
Yeah, I think it does conflict. I think the other point really is that he's right when he goes through and talks about all the players, but he only lists the positive side to those players. So I could flip that to him and say, well, let's go through them. So you go Fabinho, top player, yeah, right in his peak, great. Jordan Henderson played a lot of games last season, but 32 now. You know, okay, you're looking at...
And he had a very up-and-down season.
Succession plan, yeah, definitely. Had some poor games. James Milner, one-year contract, 36, you know, doesn't start many games. Naby's doubts we've talked about. You're looking at Oxlade-Chamberlain, you know, didn't play at all second or last 2 months of the season, and you would argue some probably his best football came when he wasn't playing in midfield, when he was playing in January out on in the forward line. Thiago, injuries, you know, great player, obviously integral when he's available and fit, but again, wrong side of 30. Harvey Elliott, fantastic potential, great young player,
but potential.
19 potential, you know, we haven't yet seen him. We've seen him for a few games at the start of last season. He looked fantastic, you know, great. You know what, I'll give you him as a sort of, right, I don't need to sign a Harvey Elliott type player. Curtis Jones, doubts about him. I think he's got huge potential, but he hasn't yet delivered consistently on that. Naby, as we talked about, Fabio Carvalho, sorry, was the other one, wasn't he? Yeah. Unknown quantity, and I think a lot of people at Liverpool think he's eventually going to play a line higher anyway. So you've got 9 players there, but how many of them do you say, I know exactly what I'm going to get from them for the next 3-4 years?
Hey guys, our exclusive podcast series, Hendo 10 Years of Red, will start streaming this Friday. Episode 1 will be available for free on all good podcast platforms and some rubbish ones as well. But if you're into your Spotify or your Apple Music or your Google Play or whatever you use, it will be there for you, featuring interviews from the likes of Jürgen Klopp, Steven Gerrard, Sir Kenny Dalglish, Trent Alexander-Arnold, Jamie Carragher, and a whole lot more. So yeah, when we put this out as a video series, it went bananas. Everyone absolutely loved it. We've turned it into a podcast series, so all you audio listeners can get it too. So yeah, make sure you search for Redmen TV on all good podcast providers. The first episode will be streaming this Friday. You do not want to miss it.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
If you could guarantee that Fab, Thiago, Hendo and Naby all stay fit and played well, then he's right. I'm with you. Is that the ceilings are very high on those players, but pretty much all of them, bar Fabinho, although his injury record isn't exactly spotless, the floor can be quite low as well. Like, if you get Jordan Henderson, that period after the derby, before the derby, was it, when he had a real dip? And again, I think he had played a lot of footy and he'd been run to the ground. If you get James Milner, that plays against Chelsea away, he was really poor. If you get James Milner, who ends the season, he was brilliant. Same with all these lads, the floor, the variance is very high. And I get his point. I think a lot of people, and I'm in this boat as well, it's like, you could do one or you could just nail your hat. So you could deal with another Fabinho. Obviously, it's weird when you say this because then you talk about the 19-year-old kid, Jude Bellingham, but like, again, that's a talent thing more than an age thing. And he's an older 19 than Harvey Elliott in that he's played footy more. You know, he's established himself in a big league. Harvey has yet to do that. Let's move on to Jude Bellingham. When he was asked about him, he says he's not on the market. So that's the first problem. In fact, that's the only problem with that player. And then asks if he's going to do any more business. He went, no, I can say that. I don't think something will happen unless somebody comes and says, I want to go. That bit's interesting because I wouldn't be shocked if Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain knocks on the door at some point. But I think that's the question, is that it does feel that we are getting a little bit of mixed messages here, because no, I don't want anyone. But we did kind of want that lad who went to Real Madrid. Oh, and by the way, we have asked about the England international who's in Germany. I can see why people are like pulling Jürgen up a little bit on this.
Well, but then you could also say, well, is Klopp saying, I don't understand the urgency. I don't understand the sort of, well, it has to happen now. You know, of course, Jude Bellingham is in everyone's thoughts because Jude Bellingham is Jude Bellingham. You know, he's elite level potential talent if he's not already there. But I think Jürgen's point maybe is like, look, for now, we're fine. You know, yeah, in a year's time, when he's listing the players, then Oxlade-Chamberlain's probably gone. You know,
Milner might be gone.
Milner's obviously going to be going. You might be in a position where Curtis Jones is looking and you say, well, no, actually, we're gonna sort of cut our ties there and we're going to give him a chance to go and play
somewhere.
Naby's
still not a contract.
Yeah, Naby's still not got a contract. You know, Carvalho might have just established himself. No, he plays with forwards. You know, Harvey might have, you know, gone and sort of started playing in a number 10 or that kind of thing. So there's probably more unknowns, a lot more unknowns in 12 months' time than now. But I still see the debate. I think it's a fair debate to have. I think Liverpool have got numbers, but I don't think they've got the reliability in that area than they have in other areas, certainly. But we saw last season, didn't we? You know, Liverpool played it safe last season with five centre-backs and none of them got injured really throughout the whole season. You might have the same in midfield this year. It might just be one of them where they're all just available, they're all playing well, they're all rotating and doing it, and the argument's forgotten by December.
Yeah, I suppose.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, absolutely, that'd be the ideal. I suppose the thinking, and again, we got loads on our socials and stuff, and I might as well address it now, is that, like, why does it have to be Bellingham? Why can't it just, like, for example, Barella's an English one about. So, you know, you were in for Tchouaméni. It feels to me like he's happy with what he's got unless he can get, like, the exceptional player. And maybe he just, like, maybe Tchouaméni and Bellingham are the only two he thought, I'll make exceptions for them. We just want them. It isn't a case of Jürgen wanting a midfielder. Yeah. If he can get someone who's really good. Like, again, I go back to it. I don't think I ever believe it, but, like, if Alisson wasn't on the market, there was a chance he wouldn't have signed the goalie. There's a chance that he might have just cracked on with Danny Ward and Loris Karius and got on with it, because he only went for that. He was happy, but the exceptional player came on the market. We saw him do this with Virgil as well. it can be quite frustrating as a fan because you're almost saying, you're admitting there's a fault, you're admitting you want somebody, but you're just not going and go and get number 4, 5, 6 on your list. You're only waiting for 2. It's worked out well for them for the most part. It almost bit them in the arse a little bit with the Ibu Konate stuff, well, it did, because we end up playing 2 midfielders, a centre half. But I suppose that's where the frustration can come from, is that if you're saying your actions are saying you would quite like a new midfielder, if he's boss, then there must be more than 2 boss midfielders on the planet who Liverpool could sign. I suppose that's where the frustration comes.
Possibly, but then you look and say, well, you buy anyone. You just say, well, we need a midfielder. We need a big, tall midfielder. I think Klopp's mentioned something. We need a 1.95 meter midfielder who can arrive. I think he was talking about Thomas Susek. That's an example.
Yeah, he saw Thomas Susek,
didn't he? You know, we need a midfielder who's going to come in and head the ball. They're not going to do that. You end up with more Oxlade-Chamberlains than Fabinho's. You know, you end up with the sort of squad players who you're saying, well, yeah, he's all right, but really he's not quite good enough. So Liverpool have worked hard to get to the stage where Oxlade-Chamberlain's your 8th choice midfielder or your 7th choice, and Joe Gomez is your 4th choice centre-back. You know, and I do think it's sometimes underrated how hard it is to play for Liverpool. You know, you look at players like Dejan Lovren, the sort of stick that they maybe got, and Adam Lallana, you know, think about how good players they must have been to be around that Liverpool squad. The players in that position now are Curtis Jones, Joe Gomez, Costa Simicas, you know, Oxlade-Chamberlain, like I say, Firmino sort of fallen almost into that role of, like, you know, 4th or 5th choice striker. You know, that's a high level of player that you've got to get. You know, you can't just, I think it does stand to reason that there'd only be a couple that you would think could just come straight in and disrupt that, as opposed to maybe in the past where you could go, do you know what, there's sort of 20 there that would improve on what we've got here with, you know, whoever it was who was 4th choice centre midfielder. The level of the squad's gone up, so that should mean that the level or the precision of the targets should go up as well. But Liverpool won't just have one in mind. You know, I don't think it's Bellingham or bust necessarily. They'll have alternatives that they look at, whether it's now or in 12 months' time. We'll see what they do. But I think it's clear. Look, listen, if he's saying the same thing in 12 months' time, either something's gone very, very right with Liverpool in terms of
Fabio Carvalho or Harvey Elliott are brilliant, aren't they?
Okay, or Naby's just absolutely just
smashed it, yeah.
Just smashed it and just turned into the Leipzig Naby. Or I think people will be saying, "Oh, come on, yeah, you know, you're selling us a dummy here."
Yeah, absolutely. Going back to the Tchouaméni stuff again, you referenced before, you know, I've sat down with players and I've known they're on the phone with other teams and stuff. I don't know how far things ever got with Tchouaméni, by the way, who knows? It might just have been an inquiry or whatever, but again, that's there as well. Like, if they are these other lads, I don't think Jürgen would want to be someone else's second choice either. Like, do you want to play for Liverpool? Well, I'm in talks with Inter Milan and AC Milan or whatever. Maybe that's going on because with all these lads as well, whereas it doesn't feel like that might be the case with example, Jude Bellingham. It looks like that isn't the case right now anyway.
Yeah, I mean, he did say, to be fair, Jürgen did say, I haven't had that for a while.
For a while, yeah.
So that probably, I don't think he was referring to a Tchouaméni.
I think Gaeta was the one he was
going to. I mean, that's the impression I got. He didn't say it out loud, but that was I always remember that story about, it was the quote from him, it's about, we don't want people who want to jump on the train, we want people who want to help push it. About being in the Champions League, I think that was. So I think Liverpool have moved away from that thing where they've got to do the sort of the show parade and they've got to, you know, come
like pitching on Dragon's Den, like, come and sign for us.
Yeah,
like,
or outside the bar in Magaluf, come on, and we'll give you 3 shots, you know. But I think Liverpool have moved past that. But it'll be interesting to see what they do at midfield. You know, I think the Henderson replacement long term is the one that they need to look at. You know, not necessarily the same type of player or the same type of character, but someone who's going to be in your midfield for sort of the best part of a decade.
I think is it the lad from Sporting Lisbon? Is it Nunes?
Mateus,
I think, yeah,
Nunes.
Mateus. He was the latest one I've heard. Again, there's nothing concrete in that. I don't know. I think
Liverpool and Portugal is just going to be a very hot source of rumours, isn't it? But yeah, I actually spoke to João Virginia, who's just left Everton to go to Canberra. But he was on loan at Sporting Lisbon last season. I just asked him, said, oh, you know, what are, because I think Fulham have just signed João Palhinha from there, and obviously he's next. And he said he'll play in the Premier League, Mateus Nunes, definitely. So interesting to see where he rocks up, but I couldn't say I've seen him play, so I couldn't say whether he fits into
it. Was any good, yeah. But he was one of those where he was linked to about 4 different teams, yeah, but I don't know if there's anything in them.
He said he got a good reputation.
Yeah, we'll see how that one all pans out. Yeah, I just find it really interesting to tie a bow on is the fact that we all do. I think we all trust this team, and everyone trusts Liverpool. As speaking as a fan, by the way, my personal opinion, but it's when. And I think that's the point Liam made to me yesterday. It was like, it's hard to really get your head around. Like, it's hard to get inside the thinking of Liverpool, which is good. You don't want to be completely open book. But yeah, sometimes what is said publicly kind of can contradict. Can that be frustrating as a journalist? Or you've got to accept that's kind of the job.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, if you look at them quotes, that was
it's definitive.
As he's saying that quote, you're thinking this is gonna cause a lot of interest and a lot of debate and a lot of excitement, the opposite of excitement probably.
Fume scrolling.
Yeah, but like it's what you want, isn't it? If he just says, look, you know, when we've got something to say, we'll say, and you'll be the first to know if you buy a player, you know, the dog leash sort of way of dealing with the media. Yeah, that's much more difficult. At least he engaged on it. You know, he was literally asked about Bellingham and gave an answer. You know, he could have said, Jude Bellingham doesn't play for us. We don't speak about Jude Bellingham. He tells you what he thinks, doesn't he? Basically.
The only thing wrong
with him. If he was on the market, we would love to sign him. That's what he's basically said, isn't it, in his quotes.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.